Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Good morning, everybody. Dave Player on 720 WGN. Good morning, Mr. Dave Schwann.
Oh, good morning.
You're just getting in, aren't you?
Depends on how you look at it.
Because usually at this time you are still trying to wake up, and you were bright eyed and bushy tailed when you came in here this morning.
It was a wonderful evening last night.
Yeah, what'd you do, buddy?
I was with someone who was a very special friend, and
nice.
She's in town this weekend, and we had a nice dinner at White Castle and then watched Brady Bunch.
Get out of here. You did not. Where'd you go to dinner?
No, we actually went downtown, and then she is meeting a friend later this morning that's coming in from the suburbs. So when I'm done here, I will get together with them also for some lunch.
So the adventure continues.
The adventure continues, yes.
Very nice.
But always great to see this person, and a little too seldom, actually. So you know, it's one of those lifelong friends.
Maybe you got to change that, Dave.
Lifelong friendships.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, we've got some good little, you know, it's funny, you came down here to say hello during the commercial break, and I started telling you what was coming up, and you're like, don't tell me.
Yeah, well, because
it is better spontaneous.
It is spontaneous, yeah. And I like not knowing really what we're going to be talking about and discussing, because those are fun curveballs to have.
That's true. That's absolutely true. So here's the first one, and this one, I think about this, 1879, milk was sold in glass bottles for the first time. You know, there's certain expectations we have, like as consumers, on how we get our food and so forth. It's like, well, if that was the first time in glass bottles, how did you get milk?
You got it from a cow.
Yeah, you got it from a cow.
No, you're laughing, but yeah. you would get it in a pail, perhaps.
Yeah.
There was
a keg,
and yeah. You know, quite seriously, if I just might go a little off base here, as you will. That was when milk was being pasteurized and homogenized, when it was first in those glass bottles. Yeah. Prior to that, there was no pasteurization or homogenization, and you could possibly contract a disease that would kill you.
Yeah.
In certain boony areas, countryside areas, they called it the milk sick. And if you got sick, you probably died. That's what happened to Abraham Lincoln's mother.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, they talked about the fact that people would bring old fruit jars, whatever they candy,
right.
And they would bring it to the dairy, and they would take the milk home in these fruit jars. But then you think about the travel time.
Oh,
in
yeah.
Heat to go home.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. My dad has told me stories about getting it out in the farm in Michigan in a pail, a bucket.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. 1889, George Eastman places the Kodak camera on sale for the first time. In fact, you know, I went to a... And it's going on today, too. I got to tell you, it was pretty cool. It's at the Pheasant Run in St. Charles. It's a antique, like, phonograph jukebox advertising show.
Oh.
And it has the coolest
antique
collection.
Phonographs?
Phonographs.
Right.
Yeah, but they were amazing. First of all, the jukeboxes that were there were absolutely amazing, all restored, like every era you could think of. But classic advertising, you know, Coke machines, kiddie rides, advertisements, neon signs from classic hotels. It was just, you know, I bought an old 1980s last year. I bought like an Atari game where you put the quarter in and play Pac-Man and whatever, Nintendo and whatever. But it is like, it's funny. I said to my wife, where's the checkbook? She said it's on the radio, so I grabbed it. There was not one check in that checkbook.
Oh, yeah, because you...
She knew better. That's the one she left me with. So, but I will tell you, it is a cool, cool show. But they had all this Kodak stuff, too. So all these old Kodak signs, like get your... There was a photomat graphic. Remember those little photomats, those little tiny... They were almost like 4 foot wide or 5 foot wide by 5 foot wide little buildings, and you'd go drop off your film. Do you remember
those? Yes, 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 mm-hmm. yes. They were in parking lots at grocery stores and shopping centers. Photo
mat. Yes. I found two similar buildings when I was in Phoenix this week.
So this is going up in the backyard now.
Well, no. I found the like what looks like it used to be like a photo processing place, and now it was a. And I swear to God, this is what it was.
I thought you
it
said you were going to buy.
No,
the
no, no. It was called Bikini Beans. And it was three very young, teenagey-looking women selling coffee and tea in their bikinis. In these little,
where'd you say this was again?
Phoenix, in these like little photo mat kind of places. And I had my son with
me.
And
when
we pulled up,
round-trip airfare.
Yeah, yeah. My son's like, "What is going on here?" it was pretty funny. I gotta tell you, he was very nervous. And they were just in the bikinis. They were just college kids or whatever, serving coffee and stuff. But it was kind of neat. But it was in one of those old little photo mat little
things.
Places. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Boy, I hadn't thought about those photo mats in years. That's got to be 35, 40 years
remember
ago.
Remember Scrudlin's?
That I do not remember.
Yeah, that was another place you would get your film developed.
No, I don't remember that. We had, you know, you'd take it to the pharmacy or there was a Kmart close to us.
That's
that had
Kresge.
A good Kresge. Yeah. Kmart that had a good photo department.
Yeah.
You'd go there. But no, what was the other one? Scudlin's?
Scrudlin's.
Scrudlin's. No, Scrudlin's. No, that I don't remember.
1930, Hostess Twinkies invented by bakery executive James Dewar in Schiller Park, Illinois. There you go.
You could buy them in a package for 12 cents when I was in second grade.
Yeah. And it was actually filled with cream at some point. Now it's filled with God knows what.
Yeah.
But here's a classic Twinkie the Kid commercial.
Yahoo! It's Twinkie the Kid!
Howdy, partners! Come on to Hostess Twinkie Town for some golden sponge cake Twinkies.
I remember
Watch
this,
out. Right? He's stealing the Hostess Twinkie.
Watch this.
He's lassoing the.
Here's your reward.
Thanks. creamy filling.
Yep. You get a big delight in every bite of Hostess Twinkies.
1938 Stanley Cup. The Hawks beat Toronto Maple Leafs 3-1. 39, Batman turned 77 from Detective Comics number 27 in a March 30th, 1939 issue called The Case of the Chemical Syndicate. That's how we premiered.
of the Chemical Syndicate.
exactly. 1953 TV Guide debuted its first...
First issue,
who was on the cover?
TV Guide. I think you just gave it away there, yeah. Lucy.
It was Lucy's $50 million baby. It was small. It was for Desi Arnaz Jr. It was for her second kid because Lucy was around already. There used to be, I think it was called TV Forecast in Chicago, and then. They decided to bring all these regional magazines together to do the TV Guide. The value right now of that magazine is about $4,000 or $5,000.
The first one?
First one.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
I do have one.
Yeah, of course you
that
do.
That I bought a long time ago. Here's the problem. Don't know where it's at.
Oh, Dave.
It's someplace.
I thought you would have that displayed.
I need to do that. I need to do it in a place where it can be like taken out, though. I don't want it to like have it in a frame. Necessarily, but yeah, it's pretty cool. I got to find that
now,
Dave.
Well, you know, have it protected.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. 54, the TV dinner was first put on sale by Swanson & Sons. Jerry Thomas is the man who invented both the product and the name of the Swanson TV dinner. In 54, Swanson fulfilled two post-war trends, the lure of time savings, modern appliances, and the fascination with growing innovation, the television. So more than 10 million TV dinners were sold in the first year of Swanson's distribution. It was 98 cents a dinner. The favorites included Salisbury steak, meatloaf, fried chicken, turkey. You know
that
what
was my favorite.
Which one?
Turkey.
I liked whatever that cherry dessert was.
Yeah.
That was my favorite.
Yeah.
That was my favorite. Let's take a listen to a classic commercial.
Think you know today's food prices? Try and guess the cost of this dinner. Three pieces of batter-dipped chicken, fried crisp and golden, fluffy whipped potatoes, tender sweet vegetables, and apple cake cobbler for dessert.
And they really don't make those anymore. You know, I mean, there's some Swanson dinners
and stuff.
Oh, they're
out there, sure. You see them.
But I want them in a little tinfoil tray.
Yeah, it was, it's a plastic thing now.
It is plastic.
Or some sort of a heat-resistant artificial ingredient. But, yeah, those trays were hot, boy.
Yep.
Took those out of the oven. You had to be careful.
You did. You did. I remember, you know, when Dad was working late, that's when we would get them. And
that's pretty much in our family, too.
And we watched Dick Van Dyke and Andy Griffith on Channel 9. In front of the TV on the little train.
Yeah, Dick Van Dyke and Andy Griffith.
You betcha.
Maybe Gilligan's Island reruns, something like that. Yeah.
1968, President Johnson signs the 1968 Civil Rights Act. Let's take a little listen from a newsreel.
On an April afternoon in the year 1966, I asked a distinguished group of citizens that were interested in human rights to meet me in the cabinet room in the White House. In their presence that afternoon, I signed a message to the Congress. That message called for the enactment, and I quote, of the first effective federal law against discrimination in the sale and the rental of housing in the United States of America. Few in the nation, and the record will show that very few in that room that afternoon, believed that fair housing would in our time become the unchallenged law of this land.
Which is amazing when you think about that.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
That you know, again, just one facet of an extraordinary decade, good and bad. But you're right. It was amazing that laws, in fact, were enacted in order to make that happen.
Yep. 76, the Apple One is created. So it's the 40th anniversary? 40th anniversary of Apple, look at that.
76.
76, yeah.
Yeah, it would be.
1979, the 204th and final episode of All in the Family. And in 1992, April 13th, so I'm a little bit ahead of this one, the Chicago River burst through a small crack in one of the old abandoned Kinzie Street freight tunnels. 250 million U.S. gallons of water poured through Marshall Field's, the Art Institute basements. The losses totaled nearly $2 billion.
You know, that was...
Do you remember that?
I will never forget it. And the thing that was so amazing was that no one was sure at first why this was happening, you know.
Yeah.
And then it was discovered that this old tunnel system that had been abandoned for decades was, you know, that water. I'll never forget doing a report in front of the what is now the Thompson Center, watching water flow almost like a river the street there, because they were pumping it out of old, you know, City Hall and, as you said, Marshall Fields, and trying to get it as best it could into the storm sewer system. And it was having problems holding that water because there was so much of it.
Pretty wild. 1992. Yeah.